Knew we were going to be talking about tipping today with Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate. And then, Ted, I was telling the listeners earlier that I had a great electrician company, Arnold Electric. You hear them here on WGN, came by. They fixed a bunch of things in my house. And, Ted, I had the credit card payment, and then they had the iPad there. And, of course, like every iPad transaction these days, there was options for tipping. And so another great debate of do you tip the electrician or not. It's not what we brought you here to talk about, but it does kind of emphasize that tipping is everywhere. Some people are feeling a little overwhelmed by it.
Tipping is everywhere. Yeah, I've been asked to tip at a self-checkout machine at Newark Airport.
Wait. A robot asked you to tip them?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? The company says it goes to the staff who restocks shelves and plays more of a security guard kind of role. But yeah, it felt like a bit of a sign of the apocalypse. Or when we went pick your own strawberry picking, and same thing, they wanted a tip. But you know what's interesting is for all we talk about tip creep, I think Americans kind of separate this into two buckets. I feel like as much as we complain about some of the examples we've outlined or the coffee shop where they flip the tablet around and you're asked to tip, a lot of people grumble about stuff like that. We did a recent study about holiday tipping, and when it comes to holiday tipping, people are feeling a lot more generous. I don't know if it's the holiday spirit, or I actually think part of it is that the kind of year-end tips we're talking about are people you see all the time. Like if you have a weekly housekeeper or your kid's teacher or daycare provider, maybe it's your mail carrier, your trash and recycling collector. If you live in an apartment building, maybe the doorman or the super. These are all commonly tipped occupations around the holidays. And we actually found people are planning to be a lot more generous this year than last.
Well, that's good. So what you're suggesting perhaps is that that tip creep of the everyday has not infiltrated our year-end tipping where maybe because there's a more personal connection. And in fact, going up this year, probably part of it to do with inflation last year and this year being less than that.
Yeah, I find it very interesting. I mean, you're absolutely right. Inflation's come down. But the thing is, people are still bothered by it. I mean, like 80% of respondents recently told Pew Research that the economy is either poor or fair. That doesn't line up with a lot of the actual data that's stronger, but I think inflation's weighing on people. The other thing is, even though the inflation rate has come down, prices are still growing. They're just growing more slowly. I thought we would see this cumulative effect where after a couple years of higher prices and higher interest rates, I really thought this would be weighing on people more when it comes to tipping. I think it's weighing on them in other aspects of their financial lives. But at least with tipping, last year we saw a big drop in the amounts people tipped around the holidays. This year we're right back to where we were prior to that. So that generally means between $20 and $50. That's the median. The low end is the mail carrier. The high end is housekeepers and child care providers. But after a dip last year, these numbers are right back up.
Okay, so yeah, like break that down a little bit for us. What are those median tip prices per different professions that you see? Because this can help guide us a little bit here.
$20 for mail carriers, $25 for trash and recycling collectors and teachers, $37 for your landscaper slash gardener slash snow remover, $50 for child care providers, and $50 for housekeepers. In terms of the frequency, the high end was about half. About half of people are tipping their housekeeper, their kid's teacher, and their kid's child care provider. That dropped to about 4 in 10 for landscapers, about 3 in 10 for the mail carrier, and 24% for trash and recycling collectors.
I know my mom would always send me to school with a gift for the teacher, especially like in elementary school when you have one. I never knew. People tip teachers? That's a thing?
A gift may be a better term for it. My wife used to be a teacher, and she would definitely say it was a holiday gift, not a tip. But it's funny. It brings up, you know, a little anecdote about how she used to get cash and gift cards. And then one year, the principal sent out a note that said, "Hey, teachers really prefer homemade gifts and food." And she was like, "No, we don't. We want the cash and the gift cards."
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, man, we gave our teachers so many teachers like ornaments over the years. They probably are like, "Oh my God, this tree is going to fall over. Just give me cash."
I know. I think with some people, maybe there's this feeling of potential impropriety.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully not. I know the vast majority of teachers are very honorable. But, you know, it comes into play with other things, too. The Postal Service technically doesn't want its employees to receive cash. They recently relented on gift cards. They say that's okay now, up to $20. The FedEx and UPS still frown upon cash and gift cards. They actually suggest maybe you leave a basket of drinks or snacks. I mean, that is a nice gesture. I still kind of wonder if cash is king and maybe people accept it and nobody's the wiser. But it does bring up some of these gray areas with tipping. It's hard to know exactly what to do.
Got about 30 seconds left, Ted. Settle it for us. Which generation tips at the end of the year better than others?
Surprisingly, it's young adults. Gen Zers and millennials really stand out to the upside. I think recent service industry experience is a big part of it. People who've worked in tip jobs tend to be better tippers.
That's a really great point. Ted Rossman, it's always great to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
That's interesting. How do you tip the garbage man, by the way? Do you have to run, or garbage woman? Do you have to run out there in the morning when they do it? I'd be afraid to leave like an envelope at the top of the can. I'm afraid that would go into the truck and be lost. Let me know, 312-981-7200. How do you tip your garbage person?